I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. About 21,000 people have died in Turkey and Syria as a search for earthquake survivors continues. CBS's Chris Livsay is in southern Turkey.
Help cannot come quickly enough. My mother, father, and brother are under the rubble, Selena Kamin cries. There's been no sound from them for days. None.
Getting relief to some spots is tough, especially in Syria. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
They need more of absolutely everything.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Geir Pedersen.
We need it urgently through the fastest, most direct, and most effective routes.
Some roads have been destroyed. Others have now been cleared. And the challenge is to get assistance to both government and opposition-controlled areas in Syria.
President Biden tells voters in Tampa he's working with Republicans to protect entitlement programs after getting booed during his State of the Union speech for suggesting some GOP members want cuts.
They stood up, the vast majority of them said, yes, we will not cut Social Security and Medicare. Yes. Now, granted, I'll believe it when I see it, but we're going to both lay down our budgets very soon. The Speaker of the House has been reasonable in terms of discussions with me so far.
Members of Congress want George Santos out.
The effort to expel Republican George Santos is being led by Democrats, including fellow New Yorker Richie Torres.
There is something sick about a man who lies about his mother dying on 9/11, who lies about his employees dying in the Pulse mass shooting, who lies about his ancestors surviving the Holocaust, who lies about struggling with brain cancer.
Santos tells reporters backers of the resolution to oust him would, quote, silence the electorate of the United States.
Any plans to step down?
No.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Southwest Airlines got grilled over its Christmas time meltdown today on Capitol Hill. Here's CBS's Dina Demetrius.
Nearly 17,000 flights were canceled in an operational failure that went on for more than a week while passengers were unable to rebook or reach customer service.
It took hours to reach a live person, if they ever reached a live person at all.
There was no amount of people we could have put in place to handle all the calls at that time because of the scale of the disruption.
It took the company about a week to recover. New data shows COVID forced hundreds of thousands of students to leave public schools. And that's not all.
A new federal report says 49% of public school students began this academic year behind grade level in at least one academic subject.
That's CBS's Steve Kathan.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Legendary composer Burt Bacharach has died. He had dozens of hits and wrote songs for the likes of Dionne Warwick and Carole King. This is
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee has two of the worst traffic bottlenecks in the country. Those are the Marquette Interchange and the Zoo Interchange. That's according to research by the American Transportation Research Institute. The study goes on to say congestion leads to 1.2 billion hours of lost trucking productivity every year. That adds up to $74 billion a year. A lifetime fishing license may someday be a thing in Wisconsin. There's a bill of the state legislature to let people pay a one-time fee of $570. The bill's author says it could encourage more people to fish and boost Wisconsin's environmental stewardship programs. In sports, the Bucks trade five second-round picks to get former Marquette star Jay Crowder from Brooklyn in a three-team deal involving the Pacers. Milwaukee's at the Lakers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. A little sloppy on the roads in the Madison, Wisconsin area, but we know people listening all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across the upper Midwest, all across the world, Dom. So anyways, be a part. This is your hour. It's like a town hall for all you people. 844-967-2789. Unlike your politicians, we serve you.
Is that what we do? We serve you. We lean on you.
At least
we serve you.
We'll give you a couple of minutes on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
And then someone will cut off your mic just like they do at the Emmys. Too long. Play the music. Play the music. Gotta go. Anyways, 844-967-2789. Also, the president, President Joe Biden, on the road again, Dom. He's a vibrant, soon to be 82.
Oh, man, the Dark Brandon tour, man. He's been all over the place.
Well, this is tour stop number two, right?
D.C. to Wisconsin to Florida? I mean, come on, man. Motley Crue doesn't do that kind of schedule.
Well, no one wants him to anymore. They used to. Anyways, let's go to it. Let's get to the sound and then the phones. 844-967-2789. Social Security and Medicare, a topic. And, of course, in the State of the Union address on Tuesday, President, what sort of lured in the GOP, sucked them in, said, you know, there are a minority amongst you, not a majority, but a number amongst you that want to, sunset Medicare and Social Security. And I could name a handful of actual examples. Hell, Joe Biden came to Wisconsin yesterday and called out the local boy, Ron Johnson.
He named the names yesterday.
And he called out Mike Lee, and he called out a few others, Dom. Of course, there's a Skeletor-looking guy from Florida.
Rick Scott.
So, if you're the president, and you happen to turn your Air Force One to warmer climes, Dom, heading to Florida, well, why not go to Rick Scott's backyard?
Rick Scott DeSantis's backyard.
Well, DeSantis, he's making every indication he'll be a presidential candidate soon. But Ebone, going to need a little help from you. Let's play the president down in Florida today. Going to stop it. Cut 10.
If anyone tries to cut Social Security, we're going to stop it. If anyone tries to cut Medicare, we're going to stop it.
Yes, says Joe. He's got the veto pen. More from the president. Cut 11, please.
Fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere.
There's things that we got to get things done. That's always been my vision for the country, and I think that's what the American people said in this off-year election.
Now, yesterday, he said similar words in Madison, Wisconsin. Many of the headlines here in the local papers, Joe Biden, you know, sort of tips his hat towards a reelected bid in Madison. This post-State of the Union tour, you know, stop number two in Florida today, well, it's effectively the early campaign tour. He's going on the stump, Dom. More from President Joe Biden. Cut number 12, please.
Folks on fixed incomes relying on Social Security and Medicare to get by. They deserve a greater sense of security and dignity.
Well, that was the whole premise behind Social Security in the first place, that our elders not eat out of trash cans on the streets, Dom. And amongst the poverty levels, amongst seniors, lowest in the nation. Because if you live that long, you actually get a social safety net, Medicare and Social Security. More from President Joe Biden. Lucky 13, please.
Bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors' money. It will cut the federal budget by hundreds of billions of dollars.
It's always so strange to me when Republicans say they're in it for the people, but then when it comes time to actually negotiate prices of prescription drugs, they always seem to find a way to get in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I mean, you know, I'm not saying they're sluts. I would more accurately characterize them as whores, Dom, because they get paid.
They're getting paid to
for that pharmaceutical love.
I mean, how do you, you know, try to stand up and say no as the biggest consumer, the federal government, of these products that they have, what, no input as to, no, you cannot negotiate these things? Of course, that's absolutely ridiculous. And any Republican who had any business sense whatsoever, they would never take that deal. You know, they try to negotiate to put more money in their pocket. But in this case, they get paid by Big Pharm through their donations, right, to lobby against it, to vote against it. So, I mean, that's what they got. That's why they do it.
You know, interesting observation from the audience. Jeff asked, from D.C. to
TV. I can be on TV.
Well, Bob, that's why they're not going to do it, because they don't want the Dem, and they need the Republican vote. Stick around. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Taking your calls.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
in Dean, Wisconsin. Oh, yes, he has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what,
Bobby? He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 22. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 28 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16. Warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly. 844-967-2789. As we mentioned prior to the break, breaking news from ABC News. Former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing probes into Trump, according to multiple sources. Not immediately clear what information the subpoena from special counsel Jack Smith is seeking, but it follows months of negotiations between federal prosecutors and Pence's legal team.
Dom, I got to tell you, more like frozen tundra than jungle up in Madison. I did look at what appears to be a fairly comprehensive list of witnesses in the Fulton County, and there are dozens. Everyone from Michael Flynn to Newt Gingrich to Lindsey Graham, the Raffensperger, Donald Trump not subpoenaed, as we've talked about, that he feels like that fully exonerates him.
Yes, of course.
But Pence, I may have incorrectly implicated Pence in the pressure campaign in Georgia. Pence was not subpoenaed in Fulton County. So Jack Smith, the DOJ, the January 6th, presumably, subpoena. They're not calling him up about something about his old talk radio days.
Well, I mean, presumably it's about the insurrection, the seditious conspiracy, the attempt to overthrow the government. But also, I mean, hell, I mean, apparently everyone has secret documents these days, so we'll see. But I got to assume it's the January 6th.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Mike Pence!
844. Hang with Mike Pence. That's what
yes. There. That's a great new campaign slogan. Once he testifies to Jack Smith, special counsel, and perhaps that testimony used in a future prosecution of Donald Trump, I'm sure Mike Pence's stock will rise among the MAGA crowd. Hang with Mike Pence.
In Florida, no hanging chads. Hang Mike Pence. 844-967. 2789. You know, I would feel like we were somehow advocating for violence, but the former president assured us that this is completely exonerating conduct.
Well, of course, we're not advocating for violence. We're simply repeating what the MAGAs were chanting as they stormed the Capitol.
someday.
Right, or as Senator Ron Johnson says, you know, we're calm and having a good time and stayed within the velvet ropes, right?
You know, they're going to come for me someday with pitchforks and torches down. And I'm going to hear them in the distance. And I'm going to think someone's playing the movie, Rudy, Rudy. But really, they'll be coming for me, Dom. And if you're silent, eventually they'll find you in the bunker somewhere. 844-967-2789. This time, getting to the phones, probably. Got to move something out of the way. Curtis from West Allis, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Curtis.
How you doing, guys? I must tell you, I'm just coming back from Wisconsin Dells right now, and I can get the radio station from Milwaukee all the way to Dells. No problem. Awesome.
Nice.
The Beast of the East, I'm telling you, 540 AM is a wonderful, wonderful signal.
It is. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, that George Santos, if he says he lost his checkbook, all he has to do is get about the Amish people to go and have a lineup of, like, or a piece of paper of all these different pieces of people. And show them, point out who wrote that checkout. That's all you need to do, because the Amish, you know, they'll remember.
Was he wearing a dress that day?
Well, get a picture of a dress, too.
Well, there's plenty of those, but no one's judging here.
So a photographic lineup. Thanks, Curtis. Well, that seems like basic policing.
Right.
I like the Brazilian charges, apparently, against George Santos. You know, he stole someone's checkbook. So he apparently has both been
the victim and the perpetrator of checkbook stealing.
It just gave him a good idea. But why didn't they pursue the charges in Brazil? Because he basically fled the country. And they thought he was dead or just didn't follow up on it. If I am ever again charged with serious crimes, Dom, I'm just going to Brazil?
I don't know if
do they have a non-extradition treaty thing going on?
I would imagine Brazil actually would extradite with the United States. You know, I don't know where this one falls. Has the government of Brazil requested him? I mean, for that kind of a crime, for a sitting congressman, I kind of doubt it. But, you know, if he was an ex-congressman and prosecuted for all sorts of other things, you know, maybe.
You know, if I ever
have him serve his time here, then ship him down to Brazil and face the consequences down there.
I think I would probably flee by just crossing state lines into one of our many surrounding legal marijuana states. I'd either go north into Michigan or south into Illinois, probably, Dom, just knowing my human nature. So don't look for me there.
Well, I mean, if you want to do the crime, right, it's just so strange that a guy like George Santos would do all these things and then put himself out there in the public, right? And then what? To have the megas, these Republicans vote for the guy?
They need his vote. They need the dues, Dom. They need him on that wall.
Oh, man.
I mean, if hell, Gates voted present and they almost skinned him alive on the floor. I mean, so what? An accused, alleged. At this point, they can still call him an alleged criminal.
Well, there are many investigations going on with many, many facets of George Santos's existence.
I hope he stays out there and keeps making headlines. I find him quite entertaining. 844. And his misery is really my glee. So I got the feeling I'm going to be gleeful going forward.
I get that. But, you know, the problem is this isn't like a sitcom, man. You know, this isn't a sports game. You know, this is the reality, man. These are sitting congresspeople. They make decisions on laws. I mean, there's real world consequences, and you have an obviously known hustler in George Santos in their midst, and they're accepting of it.
Okay. I mean, Mr. Roper, if you can't accept alternative lifestyles.
I'm down with the alternative lifestyle Swedes company. It's got nothing to do with it. The guy's a hustler and a thief and an alleged criminal. I mean, and there he sits with the full support of Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans and MAGA. He is their guy.
They'll know where to find him when they want to arrest him, Dom.
Are you sure about that?
At this point, as near as I can tell, he's a nonviolent offender. But I'd hate to be one of those adopt-the-dogs. What, he throw them all in the trunk? You drive them around the countryside, kiting checks, buying dogs, throwing them in the trunk? or up in the clothes basket with Mitt Romney's.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed about 21,000 people, but it's also displaced thousands who are stuck without homes in the bitter cold.
It's dangerous. You can't be in any building because the aftershocks are still affecting buildings that might fall, and the situation is really catastrophic.
Embattled Republican George Santos is shrugging off a new resolution from House Democrats calling on him to be expelled.
Your fellow New York Republican Mark Molinaro said he'd support the resolution. Any reaction to that?
You should ask him.
Any plans to step down?
No.
Southwest Airlines admits it messed up around Christmas when it canceled thousands of flights. Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson.
And we were definitely evaluating everything and making the necessary investments from top to bottom. It's not just in those areas, but also technology used in de-icing, our training, our procedures. We're looking at everything to see what we can do to up our game so this doesn't happen again.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, hold my beer? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now's the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $1.19 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. 800-711-6818.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
I need your love, babe.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve, the happier happy hour. Then we're almost home. Be safe out there in the Madison area. Quite snowy, but the roads look like they've at least been plowed now. Earlier today, it was like...
It was a winter wonderland there, Curdy.
You want to know what I literally saw on University Ave? One of those sidewalk plows getting shoveled out.
Wow.
Either that's a really bad sidewalk driver or it was bad. It was
thick stuff, right?
Heavy.
Yeah, be careful. Even if you go out there and start shoveling and, you know, doing your part, taking care of your sidewalks, go slow. That's the heart attack snow out there right now, folks.
Yeah, I don't like to shovel the heart attack snow. Leave that for the younger and fitter amongst the Crudy family. Although those teenagers, man, I'm really talking about my wife at this point because the teenagers aren't going to do it. I got two of them.
Ah, oh, come on. What are you talking about, man? It's the parenting. I blame you for that.
I blame the dogs. They're also problematic. Dom, you know what else is problematic here? Let's see how I transition back to politics.
I see that. Yeah.
Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post.
Yeah.
I think you brought this piece to my attention. Opinion piece. She writes, a new poll gives us insight into a troubling anti-American movement. We'll get to the phones. Be patient. 844-967-2789. But Dom, we wanted to share some of this article, because I know how you love the Christian nationalism.
Yes, some of my favorites.
Let me read from Rubin's piece. When you hear the phrase Christian nationalists, you might think of anti-abortion conservatives who are upset about the phrase happy holidays. And they embrace a vaguely America first way of thinking. But according to a public religion research institute, Brookings Institution poll released Wednesday, Christian nationalists in fact harbor a set of extreme beliefs at odds with pluralistic democracy. Dom, the findings will alarm you, according to Jennifer Rubin. Especially you pagan atheist.
This is almost exactly what I expected, but please continue.
Here's the quote. Christian nationalism is a new term for a worldview that has been with us since the founding of our country. The idea that America is destined to be a promised land for European Christians. That's according to the PRRI president and founder, Robert P. Jones. While most Americans today embrace pluralism and reject this anti-democratic claim, majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Republicans remain animated by this vision of a white Christian America. The poll used the following beliefs to gauge how deeply respondents embrace Christian nationalism. So here are a couple of the polling questions, Dom. I'd like to get your reactions in real time to them, if I could. What do you think about the statement, the U.S. government should declare America a Christian nation?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to put you down for a maybe. Number two, U.S. laws should be based on Christian values. Have they always been?
No. What? No.
Shows what you know. Read your Bible. More, Dom. If the U.S. moves away from our Christian foundations, we will not have a country anymore.
What is it about any particular religion that, you know, defines the country's borders? What are you talking about? That's asinine and stupid.
Jesus defines our country's borders, Dom.
Does she?
Jesus. Pretty sure that was a he. You could say God's a woman.
Really? Yeah. Really? Are you sure about that?
Fair to middling, sure. Dom, being Christian is an important part of being truly American.
Truly? I mean, you can't be a Christian, or you could be, you know, Muslim, or you could be
slow
Hindu,
down,
or you could be, you know, could worship Thor or Jupiter, or you could, you know, not believe any of it. You could do all those things. Hell, you could create your own religion. You could just pull stuff out of your ass, declare it to be so, get a couple of people to show up once a week, and set yourself up a nice tax-deductible church.
Dominic, this is America. Worship my God or get the hell out. A little bit more. The polling questions. God has called Christians to exercise dominion over all areas of American society. I declare dominion over you, Dom.
You could take that stance, but of course the problem is, and the problem with all this religion in combined with the government, is everyone has their own ideas of what a god is, what religion is, whatever the case may be. So what that's really going to say is you want your one group of people, in this case, the Christians. They probably wouldn't feel the same way about the Muslims exercising dominion over all areas of American society, right? Or any other religion. So therefore, we should just not have any of that. Believe what you want, but leave it at your church. Leave it at your door. Because when it comes to governance, those things have no place here.
Dominic, you know there's only one true white Protestant European Jesus.
Blue-eyed Jesus, that's right.
This new polling found that 10%, they call them adherents, of American adults believe in these ideas overwhelmingly or completely.
10%?
1 in 10.
Wow.
Dom, another 19% agree, but not completely. They call them sympathizers, white nationalist sympathizers. And 39% disagree, call them skeptics, but not completely. While 29% disagree completely, they call those the rejects. You find yourself in that category, right?
The devil's rejectors. Rejects. I am the devil's reject.
Dom, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers, about 35%, or adherents, about 29%. My math says that's a solid nearly two-thirds majority of all Protestants are pretty much in this group, Dom. Here's a quote. 35% of all whites are adherents. Of all whites, 35% basically believe there's only one true white God. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. But 35% of all whites are adherents. Put differently, Christian nationalist adherents are a minority, but when combined with sympathizers, still comprise a stunning 29% of Americans, many tens of millions, Tom.
Curdy, Christian nationalists also make up the base of the Republican Party. Most Republicans qualify as either Christian nationalism sympathizers at 33% or adherents at 21%, while at least three-quarters of both independents, 46% skeptics and 29% rejectors, and Democrats, 36% skeptics and 47% rejectors, lean toward rejecting Christian nationalism. In total, Republicans at 21% are about four times as likely as Democrats at 5% or independents at 6% to be adherents of Christian nationalism. Some promising news, though, there are fewer adherents and sympathizers among younger Americans. More than 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29, 7 in 10 Americans aged 18 to 29 and ages 30 to 49 lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. Support is also inversely related to educational attainment.
Dominic, that's 79% of the 18 to 29-year-olds reject or are skeptical. 82% of the 30 to 49-year-olds, either skeptics or rejectors, they lean towards opposing Christian nationalism. They oppose
good,
it, Dom.
Good. Adherents of Christian nationalism are nearly seven times as likely as rejectors to agree that, quote, true patriots might have to resort to violence to save our country. That's 40% versus 16, the news release said. In addition, while only 3 in 10 Americans at 28% agree that, quote, because things have gotten so far off track in this country, we need a leader who is willing to break some rules if that's what it takes to set things right. Half of Christian nationalism adherents and nearly 4 in 10 sympathizers support the idea of an authoritarian leader. Of course they do. I mean, that's it. I mean,
that's 88%. That's a big number.
Are you shocked? I mean, do you wonder why they believe the big lie? I mean, they believe all sorts of other lies. And I'm sorry, I know you want to believe what you want to believe. That's entirely up to you. But when you bring that to the public arena, when you bring that belief and try to dictate to me how I got to live my life and how we should live as a society, I'm sorry, I got a little pushback on you. Because every jackass can come up with any idea on how they want to live their own lives. But if you start pushing that authoritarianism, do it like I do it, or I'm going to do X, Y, Z to you. It's just like we talked about yesterday with the grooming. No wonder why the younger kids right now, because they're not as involved in this organized religion, this Christian nationalism, as perhaps their parents or their grandparents are and were. Right? So they're not down with that, but they're already, if you have that mindset, you are more apt to believe these kinds of things, in my humble atheist opinion.
Dominic, the white nationalism might throw you off, but it's hard to believe there's a strong racist white grievance element amongst these people as well.
No.
According to Rubin, about 41% of Americans agree that discrimination against white Americans is as big a problem as discrimination against black Americans and other minorities. 58% disagree. And approximately two-thirds of Christian nationalism sympathizers, it's about 66%, and more than three-quarters, 77% of the adherents agree with the statement, Dom, among Christian nationalism sympathizers and adherents who are white, agreement with the sentiment rises to 73% and 85%, respectively. Poor whitey.
Yeah, what are rich white people going to catch a break in this world?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. When, Dom, when will it ever be fair to them?
Well, you know, all you can do is keep fighting the good fight.
Dominic, 83% of adherents think, and here's the quote, God intended America to be a new promised land where European Christians could create a society that could be an example to the rest of the world. 83%.
No, I mean, I remember Manifest Destiny being taught when I was a kid.
That's completely different, though.
In high school. How is it any different? That the United States is destined by God to expand its dominion and spread its democracy and capitalism across the entire continent. Come on, man. It's the same mindset. It's exactly the same.
You'd have been a sooner in Oklahoma, Dom. You'd have been out riding that wagon out before dawn if your alarm clock went off.
What are you talking about, man? I mean, that. Do you, obviously, Crude, you don't believe this, right? I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Do you believe that somehow there is a God that is, you know, do you believe what those adherents believe at 80-some percent?
I do not.
You're a man of faith.
I do not. My faith, I would like to think, teaches me the example of Jesus Christ, if nothing else. And Jesus, as far as I can tell, is pretty damn progressive. Know what I mean? In his action, in his words, the real Christianity, the actual study of Jesus Christ, well, that's sort of a compassionate thing. You know, other than turning over the money changers' tables in the temple, they raised a little hell in the temples, Don, but apparently they were raising some coin in the temples. He took a little objection to that. But for the most part, the Jesus Christ that I believe in probably had a tan, probably wasn't blue-eyed and brown-haired. And the words that I try to live by, I'm not going to say I walk with Jesus each and every day, Dom, because I got a devil on my other shoulder.
I'm beer Jesus, but go ahead.
But the example of Jesus is a very progressive thing. You know, the meekest amongst us. And I can't always rise to that standard. I'm impatient with people. You are a prime example. But I got to tell you, man, I don't believe that we are somehow manifest destiny to be a Christian nation. Hell, I've been wrong about stuff before, Dom. For all I know, I picked the wrong God. You know what I mean? It's a crapshoot out there. It's what's your mom and dad, which church was closest to the house on Sunday morning?
Come on.
You're lucky if that's the determinant factor. I mean, I used to go to a Baptist church because I liked the minister. He's a cool guy. When he left, I was no longer Baptist.
I think it was Richard Dawkins, an author who writes about atheism and all that, said basically we're all atheists, man. You know, I just take mine one God further, your God, because most Christians don't believe in all those other gods. They just believe in their one God. So we're all atheists. Just walk with me and take that one more step. Let's stop wasting our time.
See you in hell, fella. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's always heavenly when you call it 844-96-PARTY.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 22, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 28. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 16. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Nearly.
Yes, of course they do.
Nearly one quarter harbor anti-Semitic views that Jews hold too many positions of power, and 44% believe Jews are more loyal to Israel than America, the poll found. And more than 65%, again, these are white nationalist adherents, they're sympathetic to thoughts like, you know, we should base our laws on what God thinks, what they think God thinks. But here's what they think of Muslims, Tom. More than 65% think Muslims from some countries should be banned. Just those crap hole countries, Tom. Nearly 70% believe the husband is the head of the household in a truly Christian family, and his wife submits to his leadership. Yeah. Clearly, my household dynamic is broken. If you think this sounds like a bag of tripe, you're right, Dom. This is the hardcore MAGA base. More alarming, nearly 6 in 10 QAnon believers are either Christian nationalism sympathizers or adherents.
Ooh, of course. It all makes sense. I mean, these numbers really are not surprising. I got to be honest, man.
It's a big number. I mean, we're starting to talk about a third of our nation, dude. It's starting to get to be big numbers. 844-967-2789. Those are numbers you can handle. Dial them. Dick from Madison, welcome.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. You always enlighten me, and early in the show you did.
Enlighten us in what way?
Well, Ron Johnson has been mentored by Chuck Grassley all these years.
Well, I think they've been trying all the drugs together, Dick.
Yeah. But early today, I had to watch this, and it ties into the January 6th. This clown, Christopher Miller, that was Trump's last chief of staff or whatever he was.
Well, he wasn't chief of staff. That was Mark Meadows.
Whatever he was. Whatever he was. And you know what I'm talking about, correct?
Are we talking about Stephen Miller, the bald guy, the half a Nazi guy?
No, we're talking about Christopher Miller. And this guy was on...
He was the guy who Trump put into the Pentagon after he lost the election.
There you go. Thank you. Sorry. My bad. But no one challenged him on this morning. He made the accusation that the D.C. police never, ever said that they couldn't handle January 6th. And in fact, they said they could handle as many as a million people. A million? Come on. I looked it up, and the D.C. police, the whole police force is 4,000. Now, I'm terrible at math, but this guy, is, and he just, it blew me away to listen to him this morning. I mean, really? You're going to tell me that 4,000 people could contain a million people?
Come on, man, that's only 250 to 1. Didn't they make a movie like the 300 or something like that?
Well, my point is, they couldn't even take care of 12,000 or whatever it was, correct?
Yeah.
And if people, if you put it in perspective, think of a Badger game. That's 12 times a Badger game full house of 80,000.
I'm less clear. But, Dick, I'm less clear that there were a million people that descended upon the Capitol. There may have been a million in D.C., but...
No, but what he's saying, I think, if I understood you correctly, is that the Christopher Miller, while his interview was saying that, hell, you know, the D.C. police can handle it, they could handle up to a million. That's what he was saying. Is that your position?
That's my position, then.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that... and then he went on to condemn General Milley. It said he was just terrible, this and that, incompetent. And I'm going, you know, dude, the last I knew, they were calling for more help 2 and 3 and 4 days before January 6th happened.
Well, and I said, don't know, Dick, if that was ever brought up during his interview, but he's also, and thank you for the call, he also put out a memo articulating how police should deal with the Trump supporters, you know, and it was very, I don't know, unarming, let's call it.
Shoot first and ask questions later?
And I certainly hope that a guy like Christopher Miller, who was, again, why would Donald Trump, the outgoing president, install a new person at the Pentagon for the last couple of weeks of his presidency?
Loyalty.
Right. To what end, though? Oh, that's right. The Pentagon didn't do squat. I think they may have guarded a couple generals' houses, but they didn't do anything to assist. Oh, were they asked? Who's the commander? Oh, who's the commander in chief? Oh, that's right.
Nancy Pelosi's fault, I swear.
That was Donald Trump, who sat on his ass for 3 hours while his mega supporters beat the hell out of, you know, the thin blue line. So I certainly hope Jack Smith will interview him if he has not. I think he might have some things to offer. Also, of course, the news today, ABC News reporting, Jack Smith has subpoenaed former Vice President Mike Pence. Also, he has apparently subpoenaed, according to CNN, former President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. So Jack Smith being very busy here of late. Hopefully that it goes well.
Look forward to Jack Smith Day all across the Civic Media Network. We'll be celebrating on that day. I think we'll get to Fulton County first, but, you know, that might be wishful thinking. We'll definitely get to you, though, Joe. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
No, you're winding up, and I just wanted to say you had an interview yesterday that was absolutely fascinating, and I would really commend to your listeners. And that was the interview that you did with Mark Johnson, the attorney for
Thompson.
Sterling Brown.
Mark Thompson.
Thompson. And anyway, I would highly recommend that people check that out on your podcast. Pardon me for getting the names wrong, but it was just a fascinating interview about the police, about this man in Milwaukee who suffered greatly, but wanted as part of the settlement that they had with the police that there be changes in how the police conducted their business. And I would just commend it to all of your listeners to give that. You just had great questions. Great information came out. It was really edifying, and I thank you so much for that interview. It was just top-notch. And thank you so much for having the speech that Biden gave in Wisconsin. Again, that was just wonderful, and I'd commend it to your viewers to give it or your listeners to give it a listen. It was just absolutely first rate. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. All the kind words. The Biden speech, I'm less clear that is up yet. But in regards to the interview with Mark Thompson yesterday, that is certainly up at the civicmedia.us. Find the Devil's Advocate show page and find Mark Thompson there. And I don't mean to correct you on the air, Joe. I hate that. Others do it to me with some frequency.
Well, come on. No one wants to be wrong on purpose, though, right?
But ever since Rojo and the January 6th, kind of gave Johnson a bad name. You got to sort of separate yourself. Right. You don't want to be called a Johnson, if you know what I'm saying. Folks, I'd love to sneak you in, Bill, but there's not time. Sorry about that, brother. We'll get you tomorrow on the flip side when Friday we air the grievances. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with our pal Joel Clayfish and Native Roots Radio at 6 up until. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media. Devil's Advocates will do it for you on the radio again Friday. The best show of the week ever. Always is.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.